Hey everybody, welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. This is the second incarnation of Kickstarter of the Week, so if you're listening from the first incarnation, welcome back. If this is your first time listening to me, then welcome for the first time. What we aim to do on this show is we find certain Kickstarters that seem like they're really cool ideas, really neat, or at least at the bare minimum, interest me. And what we do from there is we put a highlight on it. We interview the people who are running the Kickstarter, anybody that's involved with the Kickstarter, and then we put it up here for your listening pleasure. So, first, the music, the intro. I contacted a band called Suburban Legends. They have a Kickstarter going on right now, S-U-B-U-R-B-A-N Legends, and they're looking to raise some money for a new album. I contacted them. They're gracious enough to allow me to use some of their music for my bumper, and you'll be listening to them off and on throughout the rest of this podcast. Now, for like a State of the Union address style, before I get into today's specifics, the goal of this podcast, other than what I've already mentioned, is going to be fairly simple. The idea is to keep the podcast within 20 to 25 minutes. We're going to do updates and keep you guys abreast of what's been going on with our previous guests, and hopefully do some return interviews once they've completed and met their goals, or completed and not met their goals, and see where they're going to go from there. So, point being, just keep listening as we go on to keep getting updates about the people who you've started listening to and you want to follow through with the entire Kickstarter. Today we're talking about the guys from Brewmasters.club. They have this awesome new app coming out, and, well, go ahead and take a listen. We'll get into more details once the interview begins.
Drop the bomb. Please forgive my dirty mind, 'cause I think of her naked all the time. Stalking her's my specialty. As long as her boyfriend doesn't see me, I'll follow her to her car. I said, watching the bushes from afar.
With me today, I have Donnie from Beermasters.club, the Kickstarter for that. How you doing, Donnie?
Good, Chris, and it's Brewmasters.club.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, I wrote it down wrong.
No, but all right.
Brewmasters.club, my mistake. You guys have an app that you're working on, that you're looking to launch out on the iPhone to begin with, and then you guys will be branching out to other parts, right?
Correct. Yep. The initial investment that we went ahead and arranged is going to be for an iPhone app. Now, that's pending any further or, you know, exceeding our goal. Mm-hmm. Those will be what will be rolled out immediately next, the Android and Windows platforms.
Great. So the app is the real basic premise is beer pairing, but it's much more than that, right?
Absolutely. It's a it's the goal of it is to become a catalyst to bridge non-craft beer heads or non-craft beer fans into, you know, being able to simply go to a regular restaurant and order a craft beer, order a beer they wouldn't normally get off the menu.
There we go. Great. See, I love beer, all types. Like, I'm a big fan, but I hate listening to people saying that they want to order Bud Light. Like, it drives me crazy. Or Corona or things like that. I'm like, what is the point?
It's such a go-to, and it's so, you know, it's just so, it's something that, they're the number one beer, you know, Budweiser and Corona are some of the most popular beers in the world, but that doesn't by any means make them the best tasting beer if you knew anything about beer.
Absolutely. So this doesn't just match, it also educates.
Correct. It educates and will even tell you where to find the beer if you're looking for it at a restaurant or before you go out for the evening.
Great. So if I'm just looking for a burger or something, then I can plug that in and it'll tell me where I can get that and the beer that'll go with it.
Yeah, it can tell you actually not just a burger, it can tell you a style of burger, like a Swiss mushroom or the medium rare, chili dog, or not chili dog, but whatever it is that you're working on in terms of looking for a food, you can actually pair it up with just using the same flavor, of the meal, and that pairs up with a style of beer.
Okay, so how did you, are you solo on this or you have somebody else working with you?
I'm trying to conference him in right now. He's a partner of mine in Chicago. Basically, I worked for Anheuser-Busch for about 5 years, and I parted ways in 2007. This is an idea that I've kind of held on to for a long time. At that point in time, the iPhone was relatively new, which is weird to say, but apps and such weren't really as popular as they are now. It was just something that I knew people loved to do. Love to learn more about, the things that you drink, and the things that you eat. And so I just kind of figured it'd be something that'd be fun to do.
Absolutely, and it's only getting bigger. There's, I don't even know how many. I'm from Northern California, which is like microbrew home, and I don't even know how many we have just up here alone.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's a statistic that's actually pretty interesting. About 5 years ago, there was maybe 5,000, maybe 3,000, 4,000breweries in the nation, craft beer breweries. Now, you can find 3,000 breweries in like the lower three states of the country, the Southwest. There's, it's crazy how much it's exploded recently.
That's awesome. Well, it's great though. You want more choices, right? You always want more choices. So that's what's great. So you wrote in your Kickstarter that it will be simple at first, but where do you see this going beyond the simplistic beginnings?
So as I mentioned before, of course the idea here is to try and get, folks involved and folks into beer. But as, technology continues to improve and we can kind of, of course, gain funding and be a successful app, then we can actually transition more things into using an increased, location finder or some sort of the AR technology to kind of locate where you are and these places that you are, and try and make it a little more social. So instead of taking it, oh, I like this beer, where can I find it? Now it's, I like this beer, where can I find it that my buddy Greg also found it? And where did Greg find it, and what did he think about this? And then past that, it can go into more of a user guide or some things that you can actually, flip through, some data that you can find. We've got a whole lot of other, things involved here, but we don't necessarily want to divulge too much until we actually get off the ground here. We want to leave everybody, wanting.
Obviously you got to leave them wanting more, but it sounds like you're moving more towards like a social media aspect of it also.
Well, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately just because of the monster that is, social media and Facebook primarily, it's where you gotta keep your head at all times. If you're gonna have, billions of users using something, you've got to start to integrate that in any technology that you plan on being successful, or else, it kind of gets ran over.
And like any Kickstarter, that's exactly where you want to go. I mean, you got to go where the money is, right?
Yeah, where the people are.
Well,
The funny thing is, I've got a full-time job. My partner Chet, who's on the line now, I believe, has a job. Chet, you there?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
All
Yes, we
right.
can. Hey,
How
are
how's
you
it going,
doing,
guys?
Chet?
Good, good. Sorry, I was trying to call in for a minute.
Yeah, glad.
Absolutely.
Glad we got
So,
you on.
Chris, as I was saying, the money is, one thing, but we're, as you can tell by asking for the small amount that we are, we really just want to get this started. Everybody that we've talked to thinks it's going to be the a fun, useful app. It's great because it's one of the few apps that even like my fiance supports,
Nice.
and the female population in general. So it's really something that we're just trying to get people to use.
I see it being really useful for people who don't really know anything about beer.
Absolutely. That's the goal. And like I said, it was to try and get you out of your norm. We don't want you to go to the bar and order the same thing. More and more bars are adapting craft beer. Get out of your shell. And it's surprising, Chris, the amount of people that will go through and actually go through one of these sessions. I've taught several in my career with Budweiser and after Budweiser at various restaurants and bars, and people love it. They love learning about what they can eat while they're drinking beer. They learn about, they used to hate Guinness, but if they tried Guinness with a plate of half dozen oysters, they're surprised that they love it.
Nice.
It's things like that fascinates me and kind of drives us to keep pushing this app forward.
Well, that's great. I really look forward to seeing this. Your guys' goal, it's like you said, it's modest. It's only $3,500 is what you have down. You guys just started up the Kickstarter a couple of days ago. For some reason, I feel like that you should need more than $3,500. I don't know why. I really don't know how much apps typically cost to get off the ground. But is that shooting pretty low?
Absolutely, yeah, okay. And that's part of the chain of progression here. So we wanted to get awareness, we wanted to get people involved. We don't want people to look at that and say, oh, look at these guys, they're asking for 10 grand. In reality, an app like this, just to start on the most basic level, will cost about $9,800 to $10,000. However, we've worked out an agreement with our developer and a couple of other investors and some people on our advisory board that if we can get this little bit of amount, it proves a couple things to us. It proves that people want the app, it proves that people want to use the app, and it proves that people get the app. If we can get those things accomplished, the $3,500 that we're asking for is pretty much a down payment. The rest of the app is going to cost another about $3,500 to actually complete, but that won't be due until the app is just about ready to go.
That's great. So yeah. One of the things that it says here is that with the help of our app, you can learn things like, and one of the things that immediately shot out to me was when to send beer back. Now, I've never sent a beer back at a bar, and I honestly didn't know that I could. But can you just give me and some of the other people who might not know just an example of when you would want to do that?
Sure. Well, have you ever been to a bar, I'm not going to mention any names, but if you've ever been to a divey bar or okay. kind of a bar on the outskirts or whatever, you ever had a beer where you take a sip and it kind of has this almost buttered popcorn flavor to it? That's something that is only found when the lines for the beer, for whatever the vendor or whoever the distributor is, doesn't tend to clean their lines. They'll get a sediment that builds up in there, and it actually makes the beer give you a headache much more quickly than it would. It makes it the beer go skunky faster, and it makes it taste that butter popcorn, awful flavor. Yeah. That means that line, whatever it is bad, and you shouldn't be drinking that beer. At that point, you turn it back and you switch. Another possibility, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, mm-hmm. when you go out to the bar and you get a nice big pint of beer, the head goes away almost instantly. There's bubbles coated to the glass, and the foam that was there for a short second or a few seconds there had these big, large bubbles on them. That is another side of what we call is a dirty glass or a non-beer ready glass. If somebody uses a rag to clean that glass, or if they don't dry it or clean it appropriately, people don't understand that glass is porous and it'll retain a lot of those harmful chemicals that will, again, ruin the flavor and the experience of drinking that beer. Those are two quick examples, but there's a lot like that people just don't understand.
Well, I did not realize, I consider myself a beer drinker. I did not realize that this much went into it. So this is all great knowledge.
Well, Chris, I taught a beer pairing course for 5 years. I've led over 2,300 beer pairing sessions. Uh-huh. Probably know more than there is, or more than the most people do about serving and maintaining beer.
So this is absolutely not a flight by night. Oh, we like to drink beer, so let's come up with an app. This is people who know exactly what they're doing, putting out a quality product.
Yeah. Well. That's why Chet's involved. He's the guy that likes just drinking beer.
All right. Fair enough.
No, it's more than that. But yes, you're absolutely right. It's something I'm genuinely passionate about. And you mentioned that you're a craft or a home brewer.
Yeah,
that's not
something
I have a ton of experience in doing.
I dabble in it. It's fun. I mean, that and it's cheaper, which is always better. But yeah, it's a good time. You guys have listed down here a ton of information, but one of the things that I noticed that was not on your Kickstarter is how you plan on generating revenue from this.
As I mentioned before, the revenue part for us mm-hmm. Is secondary, but of course, like any other business, it's got to be one of the main important things that you consider when starting.
Yes.
The way that we're going to try and monetize it at first, of course, is going to be kind of setting up our initial web here. So I live in Tampa, Florida. Yeah. My partner's in Chicago, New York. We have another, or excuse me, Chicago, Illinois. We have another partner that's in New York City.
Oh, okay.
He's not much of an involvement at this moment. But between the three of us, we're going to try and spread out a web here in these metro areas and then fill up the app with these different bars, locations, and such. And, of course, then we'd sell, or we'd allow these bars to pay, their listing to either have us maintain their listing on the app, or to maintain their own listing on the app with, you know, prime placement. So Chris, if I see that you're within 5 miles of, you know, Joey's bar, and he wants to come up first on the list, no matter if you're 5, 10, or 15 miles, you can pay, of course, to have that preferential treatment.
Makes sense.
That's one of the initial methods of monetization that we plan on rolling out with the app.
Okay. Well, sounds good to me. You guys have a bunch of different rewards for pledges, all the way down from $1 all the way up to $5,000, which is beyond your goal. So I'm not seeing it here, but I assume that you guys have flex goals in mind, or sorry, reach goals in mind.
Absolutely. And again, that $9,800, the only reason we don't have that 10 grand marker on this campaign right now is because we wanted to get the app started.
Yes.
That $5,000 backer with the, you know, these sales, or the, excuse me, the placement on the website for sponsorship, that area there is where we would love to be. If we can get a backer that can get us that $5,000, then we can roll out this first rendition of the app very quickly. Anything over that, or over that 10 grand, is just going to allow us to get the iPhone, or excuse me, the Android, the Windows phone, and the iPad apps all out.
Great. Are you guys planning on charging for this app, or will it be free?
This will absolutely be a free app.
Wonderful. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. And if you guys need someone to go to different bars out on the West Coast and get a list going for you, I'm willing to do that. If that's what needs to happen, I'll take one for the team. I'll just notify my wife that I have to go and drink.
So, absolutely. It's part of the job. We'll get you on the street team, Chris. It'll be perfect.
Oh, don't twist my arm too hard. Oh, no, stop. All right, so the website is www.brewmasters.club, not .com, not .net, .club.
Correct.
And you can go there for updates. You can go there for information. You can look them up on Kickstarter. Highly recommend checking these guys out. The app looks amazing. They have a video up here already. They have some functionality screenshots that kind of look like Urban Spoon to me, which I'm assuming is where you guys are kind of coming from.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, the functionality, at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the closest thing, when I was trying to tell people before I had an app, before I had these images or this Kickstarter campaign, all I could say was, remember the wheel that happened on Urban Spoon? Very similar, at least how you can pair your food.
Well, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I mean, Urban Spoon works well, so why not just adopt their outlook on it? I appreciate your time, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
And once again, you guys jump onto Kickstarter, check them out, support this project, and hopefully once you guys meet your goal, we'll have you back on to do an update.
Absolutely, Chris. Please call anytime. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being on. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
And we're back. First, I'd like to say thank you to Suburban Legends for allowing us to use their music. One more time, jump onto Kickstarter and check them out. Secondly, I am recording this directly on my laptop because my microphone has been misplaced, and I would very much like to get this out on Wednesday, August 20th. So, I'm recording this. I am going to be releasing it later today. My cell phone just got a text message, so bear with me here. Once again, thank you, Suburban Legends. Their Kickstarter, check it out. Just jump on there and type in Suburban Legends. You'll see the Suburban Legends semicolon new album. They are working towards releasing another album. They have a ton of information on the website, as well as a video.
They said that they were looking for $10, but I know what they're doing is just that they're going to make the album based on any amount of money that we give them, hopefully. But it's got to be rough trying to get seven guys into a studio together in order to record. They're a great band. Highly recommend the album's Day Job, Let's Be Friends and Slay the Dragon Together, Infectious, Dance Like Nobody's Watching. It's all good stuff. They've raised $16,325. They could always use more. There's 13 days left, so you guys will hear about me talking about them a couple more times. Let's move on to the people who we just interviewed with, Brewmasters.club. I talked to Donnie from Brewmasters.club, as you guys just heard, and giving you the update, the up-to-date information about them. They have earned $325 out of their pledge goal of $3,500, and they have 26 days left to go. So do me a favor, do them a favor, jump on, take a look at what they got. They got a great video. They got some cool stills on there. Comment, question, whatever you want to do, talk to them. These guys are super open to listening to what people want and super open to giving you guys the feedback that you want from them. So check them out. Once again, brewmasters.club-askmore from your beer. A link to their Kickstarter will be located on the Podomatic page. So check both of those out. If you guys want to hear more from me, like the sound of my voice, I don't know why you would, but here we go. Me and my co-host, Alex Boyer, are going to be starting up a new edition of Pop Culture Point Counterpoint. We're going to be going back to issue number one. We tried it previously while I had internet available to me, but it just didn't work out so well. So we're going to go back straight to number one. We're going to redo the format. We're going to give you guys the pop culture talk that you're interested in. And we're going to cut out a lot of the advertising that we started to do near the end there. We're just going to go right back to the basics and see if we can't get that great cohesion that we used to have back on track. So look for that in the near future. Hopefully in 2 weeks or so, we'll have that up and going. Kickstarter of the week, jump onto Podomatic, like us. We're on Facebook, like us. You can follow us on Twitter, and by us, I mean me and my producer. You can follow us on Twitter at KickstarterOTW. That's of the week, KickstarterOTW. We'll be doing updates on there, giving you guys some information about some interesting Kickstarters that we don't necessarily have time to interview with, but still some cool stuff that you should be checking out and be willing to give your hard-earned ducats to. I'm not really 100% sure why I felt the need to use the word ducats right there, but here we are. So, for me, Chris Bowser, this has been Kickstarter of the Week. I'd like to say thank you for listening, and tune in next week for another great Kickstarter.